Nuntius the messenger, the fistula the letter, strike.
Quiet, Temper. Percy, are you yet?
Percy? No.
Strike, I thought I was going to be late, and I wouldn't miss this lesson for quids.
Huh? Why not?
Well, Greenbottle's going to try and tell Percy all about his old man's invention.
Mm.
You know, the square wheel that he's invented.
Oh.
Mr. Snoodles told us all about it last lesson.
Yeah, I know, but Greenbottle mightn't be here today.
Mightn't be here? Oh, break it down. He was away last lesson.
Yeah, I know.
And anyhow, he told Snoot to tell Percy that he'd be here today to tell us about the invention.
Yeah, but...
They got a float of company and Snootles has bought 10 shares already.
Yeah, all right. I know all that, but I saw Greeny last night.
Oh, you saw him?
Yeah, after school yesterday.
And he told you he wasn't coming today?
No, he didn't say that. He reckoned he might be leaving or something.
Hey?
That's what he said.
Leaving?
Yeah.
Well, what? Leaving the school altogether?
Yeah, well, that's what he told me. I don't know if it's right or not.
But he can't leave.
Well, why not?
Well, I don't know, but where's he going? Has he got a job?
A job? I don't know.
Well, strike, if he's leaving, I'm leaving.
What for?
What for? Well, he'll come and hang his head over the fence and give us lip all day.
Hey? No, he won't. Percy wouldn't let him.
Oh, rat. If he leaves, Percy can't touch him.
No, but he can...
Anyhow, he can't leave like that without saying anything. He'll have to come and see Percy and tell him he's gone.
Yeah, well, I don't know anything about it. All I know is he told me he thought he might be leaving.
Strike.
He's Dr. Pym now.
Yeah.
Oh, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, whether you boys like it or not, we're going to do this Latin today and do it properly.
Greenbottle's left, sir.
Yes, well, that's very good. And now we'll... What? What did you say? I beg your pardon?
I just said Greenbottle's left, sir.
Oh, I see. Left?
Yes, sir.
Well, what's the matter with him?
Matter, sir?
Yes, last lesson he came right up to the school here, gave a message to Mr. Snoodles, and then left without seeing me. And now again today, he's been here again and left.
Aye?
No, he hasn't, sir.
No, what? Didn't you just say that he's been and left?
No, sir, he's not coming at all.
Not coming at all?
Well, he might be, sir.
Yes, listen, what are you boys talking about? First of all, you say he's not coming, and then you say he might be coming. Now what's all that about?
Well, that's right, this, you see.
One at a time. I haven't got 14 pairs of ears.
Ah.
Yes, oh. Who told you that he wasn't coming, Bosley?
Stanford, sir.
Oh.
No, I never. I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I didn't say he wasn't coming.
Quiet. Stop arguing. Stanford, did you say he wasn't coming?
No, sir. I just said he mightn't be coming.
Well, what made you say that?
Well, I saw him last night, sir, and he said he might be leaving.
Oh, I see. What? He might be leaving?
Yeah.
What, leaving the school?
That's what he told me, sir.
But look, he can't do that.
No, sir, that's what I reckon.
Well, look, there's no need for you to reckon anything.
But he'll give us lip over the fence.
Yes, and I don't mind if he'll what? Give us lip over the fence?
Yes, sir.
When?
After he's left, sir.
Oh, will he? Well, he won't do anything of the kind. I'll see to that.
But you can't touch him after he leaves, sir.
Can't I?
No, sir.
Well, in that case, he's not going to leave.
Well, that's what he said, sir.
But look, he told Mr. Stookles yesterday that he'd be here today.
Sure, to tell us about the square wheel his old man's invented.
Yes, and I'm quite prepared for that, too. I brought a muzzle along, you see? You see that? That's a muzzle. And I intend to put that on Greenbottle.
Strike, that's a dog muzzle.
Exactly, a dog muzzle.
How'd you get it off yourself?
Well, I undid the part... What did you say then, Bottomy?
I said...
What was that remark?
I just said...
Well?
We've got one home on the shelf.
Oh, have you?
Sure, sir.
Well, look, I'd be very pleased if you'd stop making those remarks.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and you too.
Yes, sir.
I want to push on with this Latin.
What about Greenbottle?
Greenbottle?
Yeah, he's leaving.
Well, I don't care about that. I mean, yes, I do. He can't leave, that's all.
Why not, sir?
Well, I can only just make the place pay now. No, I mean... Listen, didn't Mr. Snootle say that he was coming today?
He said that last lesson, yes.
Well, go and see if you can see Greenbottle coming.
Yes, sir, sure. I'll fix it. I'll have a look at it.
No, look, not you. Come back, Bottomy, not you. Let Stanford go.
I can go back.
Come back here and let Stanford have a look.
Yes, sir.
Strike, that's just favoritism.
Look, hold your tongue, Bottomy. And Stanford, if you see Greenbottle, tell him to hurry up.
Yes, sir.
Or better still, tell Mr. Snootles I want to see him. He's out there cleaning up the yard.
Yes, sir.
This is a lovely state of affairs.
What do you do if Greenbottle doesn't come, sir?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I reckon you ought to go down and see his father.
See his father?
Yes, sir, straight away.
Straight away?
Sure.
What, so that you can get out of doing the rest of this Latin lesson?
Sure. Yeah. You don't think I want to get out of this Latin, do you, sir?
Yes, Bottomly, I do.
Ah.
Yes, how?
But I'll come down to his place with you.
Will you?
Yeah, we can do the Latin on the way.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll...
What?
Listen, stop being idiotic, Botany. You know it. Well, Stanford?
I can't see Greenbottle, sir, but here's Mr. Snoodles.
Oh.
Hello.
How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Snoodles.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Snoodles.
Quiet, stop that nonsense immediately. Every time Mr. Snoodles comes into this classroom lately, you boys seem to take about half an hour to say, how do you do?
Hello.
How are you? No, I mean, listen, get out of here, Mr. Stoodle.
Hi.
You're more nuisance than you're worth. I don't know why you want to come barging into this classroom at all.
No, but you told me to go and get him, sir.
No, I didn't.
Hi.
Yes, you did, sir.
Sure, I heard you.
Wait a minute. Did I?
Yes, sir.
Bottomy, look, you had better be very careful, my boy, or you'll get the stitch.
Sure.
And Mr. Stoodle.
Yes?
What did I want you for?
Greenbottle, sir.
Oh, yes. Is your name Greenbottle?
No.
I mean, what have you done with him?
Who?
Greenbottle.
I haven't got him.
Well, somebody has.
Well, I haven't got him.
Bottomy, look, stop that, and I won't warn you again about it. What I want to know is, where is he?
Oh.
Mr. Snoodles.
Here I am.
Oh, how are you?
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Snoodles.
What on earth is going on here? I'm not talking about Mr. Snoodles, you idiots. I want to know where Greenbottle is.
Why, sir?
Well, I thought it'd be nice if I knew where he was. I could send him some flowers. No! Why? But I... Serves you right, Stanford. Those questions of yours are bound to get you into trouble if you keep them up long enough.
Yeah, I'll say.
Well, don't you say anything. Look, if you'd only let me do the talking, we'd make a lot more progress.
Yes.
And who asked you your opinion?
Nobody.
No, well, keep quiet. And what are you doing here, Mr. Snoodles?
What again?
Bottomy, I'll strangle you in a minute.
Yeah, but...
There are no buts about it. I'm the master here, and I'm quite entitled to know why Mr. Snoodles burst into this classroom.
Well, he came in to get his hair cut.
Oh, I see. Haircut?
Sure, sit down, Mr. Snoodles. We won't keep you long.
No, you're next.
How would you like it? Short down sides and back, and I'll see my
Now perhaps you'll keep quiet, Bottomy. You're apparently going out of your way to get me confused and annoyed. Mr. Stoodles didn't come in here to get his hair cut, you numbskull.
Well, I could do with a bit of a trim.
Could you?
Yes.
Oh, well, sit down. We won't keep you long.
Thank you.
No. Wait a minute. What am I talking about? This conversation is just going from bad to worse. Who started this haircut business?
How do you mean, sir?
Well, how do you think I mean?
You want to know who started the haircutting business?
Yes, exactly.
Well, the fellow I go to is a fair rage, but I don't think he started it.
No.
It was probably Adam, sir.
Adam?
Yeah, the hairs used to grow over in front of his face.
Oh, I see.
So he had them cut.
Yes, well, And don't say you didn't ask for that, my boy. You're just being downright impertinent. And the next time you make a nuisance of yourself, I'll throw you out of the window. I've never seen such... So you've arrived, Greenbottle.
Yes.
It's Greenbottle, sir.
Yeah, hi, Greenie.
We thought you weren't coming.
Hey, what's this about?
Quiet. Look, will you boys be good enough to attend to your own affairs? Now that Greenbottle has arrived, I'll talk to him.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Snoodles.
Look, if you boys won't stop doing that, then you'll all be kept in for an hour after school.
Yes.
Every one of you.
Not me.
No, well, all except Greenbottle will be kept... No, what do you mean, not you?
Yes, well, I've left.
Oh, I see. Left?
Yeah.
No, you haven't. Have you? Listen, what is this about you leaving, Greenbottle?
Yes, well, here's a note from me mother.
Oh, I see. A note? What, explaining that you're leaving?
Yes.
Show it to me. Come on, give me
that. Strike, Rennie, where are you going?
Are you shifting?
Have you got a job?
Wish I was going to.
So do I.
Quiet! Stop that talking. I want to read this note.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Pimp... As we are leaving the district, my son will no longer be a pupil at your school. What?
Jeez!
Look, keep quiet. We must thank you for the painstaking way in which you've taught him. And both Mr. Greenbottle and myself feel that the remarkable headway that he's made is entirely due to your efforts.
How did I get that way?
Bottomy, this is distressing enough without you being insulting as well.
Yes.
What's it? In view of the high standard of knowledge that our boy has attained, he will in future attend the university.
But you don't
have to be fairly clever enough for the university.
Kid, this is ridiculous. Greenbottle.
Yes?
You can't go to the university as one of my pupils.
Why not?
That'd find me out. No, I mean, you're not advanced enough.
Well, I know as much as him.
Oh, Look, has this got anything to do with you other boys?
No, sir.
Now, well, keep quiet and mind your own business.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
But he shouldn't have been allowed to leave all the same, sir.
Now, I know he shouldn't.
Yes, I should.
Yes, but I don't want you to leave.
Why not?
Well, you'll only hang over the fence and give us lip.
Yes, sir, sure, that's what I reckon.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant, well, look, we'll all be very, very sorry to lose you.
Yes, but I can't help it.
No, I don't suppose you can.
Now you'll have to make a speech, sir.
Yes, a speech?
Yeah, a farewell speech.
Yeah, well, look, I've no intention of making a farewell speech, but I feel that I'd better say a few words.
Quiet.
Well, Greenbottle, I don't quite know what to say. I suppose if you must go, you must. We're certainly going to be very, very sorry to lose you.
Yes.
I've no doubt at all, mind you, that the university will show you out. We'll take you in, and their loss will, of course, be our gain. Or vice versa. Their gain will be our loss.
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't suppose I can say any more, except to wish you every success and say goodbye.
Yeah.
Well, goodbye, Greenbottle.
Cheerio, Greenie.
Goodbye, Master Greenbottle.
This is a very sad day for the grand old school of St. Percy.
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't feel that I can do any more at all now.
No, sir.
So, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Oh, I don't know what...